Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show podcast on the Cross Global Media Radio Network. Visit cgmradio.com/Bob to subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform.
Welcome to our program, and thanks for joining me today. Just a short story, but an interesting one. As many of you know, I was a campus minister at UCSB for 5 years. At that time, and we are going way back to the early 1980s, this school had a reputation for offering the best religious studies department in the country. Of course, best is in the eye of the beholder when we're talking about religion. It was the kind of religious studies where all religions were respected except the religion of Christianity. You heard how beautiful Hinduism was, or Islam, or Judaism, but on the day they talked about the Bible, they were told that the Bible contradicts itself, that the Bible promotes slavery, that the Bible is a chauvinistic book. I've mentioned this before because I have shared other stories from my years at UCSB, but today's is rather an interesting one because constantly the students in my ministry would come and tell me about some other problem with the Bible pointed out by an enthusiastic religious studies professor. And of course, I would talk to the students and I would share the other side in my own seminars, in my own classes, but I wasn't allowed to go and audit these classes myself. Well, on one particular day, I did get a chance to experience at least something very much like auditing the class. I attended an open seminar from one of the profs. Open in the sense that it was open to the public. You didn't have to be a student, but it was held at UCSB. And this professor's premise? Jesus did not really claim to be the Messiah. This was a Jewish rabbi teaching this, and he claimed that all Jesus was a Jewish rabbi, that he never said or taught anything original, that he certainly did not claim anywhere in the Gospels, anywhere in the New Testament, to be the Jewish Messiah. And even though this man was himself Jewish and not a Christian, he did claim to be a New Testament scholar. He claimed to have actually read the New Testament in Greek. Naturally, the speaker made some immediate qualifications. He says, "Of course, we must limit our discussion to the synoptic Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke. John doesn't count, because I do not believe John was written until AD 200 from Alexandria." Well, that was a convenient thing to say. A lot of the claims of deity and being the Messiah are found in the Gospel of John. So, with one fell swoop, Jesus never made this claim. Oh, well, this fourth gospel where he made all those claims, we don't count that one. Nice try. Exactly how he knew this about John, the prof didn't bother to offer. I raised my hand to make a comment. I'll bet you're not surprised that I raised my hand to make a comment. You, Bob? You? I said, "Okay, sir, well then, this is from the synoptics. I'm not quoting from John. This is from one of the Gospels that you said was legitimate, Matthew 16, 15 through 17. But what about you?" he asked. "Who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter answered, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And of course, Christ is from the Greek word for Messiah, Christos. So all I'm doing is quoting this passage. I offered one sentence of commentary. So Jesus did claim to be the Messiah. "Well," he replied, "I believe the text is corrupt at that point." This time I was going to pursue it. "Sir, aren't you involving yourself in circular reasoning? You say Jesus didn't make that claim, but then whenever someone shows you that he did, the text is conveniently corrupt at that point." "No, no, no," he says, "it's not a matter of mere opinion. This is what scholars say about the text." "That is not accurate, sir. Isn't it true that there are many scholars who disagree and who would say the text is trustworthy?" "Well, yeah, sure, but that doesn't settle anything. I'm talking about good scholars. Just because somebody has a PhD, that doesn't necessarily mean he's being scholarly." I almost replied, "Boy, you can say that again." I didn't, however. I restrained myself. My standard for open discussion is that it's okay to disagree. It's even okay to disagree in public. I do debates all the time, but I do want to do it respectfully. I want to do it without wisecracks, so I never made that little wisecrack. I gotta tell you, though, I sure felt like making it. It sure would have applied, and who knows, maybe in some future movie version, that will have been my reply. This is Bob Siegel being a little bit tongue-in-cheek, but with the Bible, making the obvious obvious.
The Bob Siegel Show podcast is a production of Bob Siegel and Cross Global Media. Visit us online and subscribe to the show at cgmradio.com/Bob.